Greetings, it's Terry at Cottage in the Court. Well, I'm a little late. It is Wednesday, but I've got some exciting news to share. Actually, two things. I love proven winners. They just do it for me. I'm sorry. When it comes to my garden, certain things, I just need for it to be a proven winner's plant. So this morning, I'm doing my daily garden stroll, and I had been noticing a flash of color in a pot that I just hadn't gotten around to yet. Well, I approached it and looked in the pot, and there it was, a Calibrachoa from last year, blooming her pretty little head off. It was absolutely amazing. I can't tell you the joy that it brought me first thing in the morning. So if you see proven winners, you really might want to go on and see what they're offering. A friend of mine, Chris Link, has a company called Plant Addicts. They love proven winners as well. If you're a plant addict, you might enjoy my little interview with Chris. New businessman when it comes to mail order plants, young, family owned and operated, and he pulled this off in the midst of our unintentional period of pausing. I have to give him kudos for that. Allow me to introduce you to Plant Addicts. We're all plant addicts in our own way. So tell me more about what is Plant Addicts?
Sure. So I have a business partner. We started this company in 2017, just as a side job. We both have an e-commerce background, and we kind of just fell into the plant space. And we said, you know, heck, why can't we do this ourselves? So we started working on this just from our couches after we put the kids to bed every night. And last fall, we decided to take a leap of faith and go in it full time. So now we're full time employees since last fall, and it's really, the business is really taking off, and we're really loving what we're doing. And hopefully Plant Addicts continues to be successful.
Okay, now you just said something. In the midst of a pandemic, you decided to just check it all and go full time. What was that like for you?
That was super nerve-wracking. So we weren't quite sure how to predict how this year would go. We knew we would continue to grow, but we didn't know by how much because we figured it would be a little bit of a downturn because, we're strictly online and people eventually will start going back to the big box stores that they weren't able to go to last year. But we were confident in our abilities. We were confident in the trajectory of the business and our plan to continue to make it continue to grow. And, you know, so far we're super happy with how things are going. And, with families and kids, it was very nerve wracking to do, but, we figured we'd just work 100 hours a week if we needed to make it work.
So what do you sell other than plants?
Yeah, so we have a pretty big selection of plants. I think we have about 900 different varieties. We also have planters. So we have indoor and outdoor, like self-watering planters. Well, most of them are resin plastic, but we also have some high-end fiberglass planters as well. We have gardening gift baskets. We have one of our coolest products is actually hand-forged gardening tools. So we work with a metal worker out of Montana who hand forges metal gardening tools. It's pretty cool. Like, hey, you know, we really think your products are cool. This was last winter when we were looking for more gardening gift ideas for the Christmas season. Mm-hmm. And we just reached out to him and said, hey, do you mind if we sell your products for you? And he's like, yeah, sure.
I noticed on your website that you said you all were hydrangea specialists. Tell me about your hydrangea selection.
Yeah, so that's one thing that we really started. We wanted to build out as much hydrangea care information as we possibly can. So we actually get quite a few people to our website that just search how to care for a hydrangea, how to prune a hydrangea, how to water, fertilize, why aren't my hydrangeas blooming, etc. We probably have over 50 different care articles about hydrangeas. So we're really well known for hydrangeas. We also have a huge selection of them. I think we have around 70 to 80 different kinds. Selection's getting a little bit more bare than it used to be just with how busy we've been this spring. But in general, we like to keep around 50 different varieties for people to pick, which is something we can really differentiate ourselves between, you know, big box stores and even local nurseries.
Yeah.
We're starting to sell as gardening tools.
Not bad. Etsy has a lot of surprises people don't know about. Yep. So good eye there, Chris. So people can go on your website. They can pick their hydrangea or perennial. You do trees and other shrubs as well?
We do. We don't sell too many trees. They're a little difficult to ship anything more than 5 feet. Most of the time you want to start with a tree that's taller than that. Mm-hmm. But we do have some. We have a lot of shrubs and a lot of perennials and annuals. We have some grasses and ornamental grasses and vines and ground covers as well.
Mm-hmm. So your annuals, how are you choosing your annuals?
We actually have quite a few proven winners. That's the main brand we carry. Mm-hmm. And we just added 350 different annuals this spring. So this is the first spring we've actually offered them. And so far, so good. People are really liking them. Mm-hmm. And hopefully, you know, they'll come back next spring as well.
Yeah. Good. I'll tell you about my episode. I watched something last night that showed spring 2022 annuals. It was like, but I need them now. So I'm a plant addict for real. So why, Chris? Why did you decide to start a business like this?
You know, just out of everything, we really enjoyed plants. We thought it was a good long-term business to be in, just with people trying to make their spaces more beautiful, trying to help the environment. There's an unlimited amount of...
What's your top seller this year?
I think it's the Limelight Hydrangea.
Limelight.
Yeah,
I have that one. Okay, so... What new introductions do you have that people might want to know about?
We actually have if you go to our homepage, we have a whole section dedicated to our new plants. I think my favorite plant is probably the Fairy Trail Hydrangea. Mm-hmm. It's not really like any kind of the hydrangea types that we've offered in the past. Mm-hmm. I think it's actually a brand new category, and I don't remember what the name of it is off the top of my head, mm-hmm. the scientific name, but... it's very unique, and not many other people will have it available. So I think that's
unique in which way? By the color, the leaf? What makes it unique?
The growing habit and the flower shapes. So the flower shape is not really like any other hydrangea. And it's tough to describe. You'll have to just go look at it. It's a white hydrangea, and then the growing habit's a little bit different too. It looks almost like it's weeping a little bit. So,
oh my. Do you plant a lot of what you're selling?
I do, and I will tell you, while we load these up on our website, and you know, we write content for these products and, you know, just care information and just describing what they are and where to grow them and the best way to grow them. It is very, very hard not to just buy all of them. Unfortunately, my yard's pretty full, so my wife would get pretty mad at me if I kept filling it up. And then, you know, this is kind of a joke, but most people that sell plants, mm-hmm. they have a tough time keeping their stuff in their yard alive because they're so busy during the growing season. You know, we have some pretty cool new clematis, actually. There's a sparky blue clematis that I like quite a bit, and that's kind of an area we've really built out on our website this spring as well. Mm-hmm. Hydrangeas we've always been strong on, and that's where we really started mm-hmm. on our foundation and built off of that. And now we have over, I think, 55 different clematis varieties on our website now too. So just we have quite a bit of care information for clematis as well. And that specific one is pretty cool and unique flowers. So I like it.
Rumor has it that you all are having a sale. Tell me about that.
We are. So we're doing a surprise plant sale on Friday. We've never done one before. So we created a Facebook event, and we'll be announcing it on our homepage and on the Facebook page as well for Friday. So we figured we'll build some excitement. Everybody likes saving money, and hopefully, people will come to the website and do some shopping on Friday.
Just a hint, what should we anticipate? Better deals on hydrangeas, perhaps?
It'll cover quite a bit of different plants, I can say that.
Oh, that's going to be fun.
It's top secret. So it'll be the best deal we do this year. So it'll be a great time to buy. And selection's getting pretty low, so it's pretty important to get your plants reserved right now.
Yeah. Are you all big on pollinators? Planting for the pollinators and providing plants that we can kind of coordinate in our gardens?
Absolutely. So we have some native plants on our website. We got a page built out for that as well. Mm-hmm. We have over 900 different varieties, and clearly some of those are going to be great for pollinators and some not so much, or not as beneficial, I guess. I don't think any plant's not good for not beneficial for pollinators. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. Are your plants, are they treated with anything? What is your best practice for providing quality plant material?
That's a great question. So we have to treat our plants for pests and due to the state regulations that I mentioned earlier. Mm-hmm. We do the bare minimum, but we can't guarantee that it's neonicotinoid free or anything like that, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. I wish we could get there, but we can't be shipping invasive species and things like that across state lines. Mm-hmm. It would just be too risky. What I recommend doing is, if you are very conscious about that with your yard, you can always quarantine the plants when you get them, grow them for a week or two, and then they should be safe.
I've never heard that before.
Starting to warm up across the United States, and people are, thankfully, a lot of the people that started gardening last year for the first time, a high percentage of those people are coming back this year. So that's great to see.
I'll be honest. When Chris started talking about quarantining plants, I needed to know how we could do that and keep the beneficial insects away from them.
Personally, I would just keep them in the container and put them inside. That way no bugs get into them.
Okay.
So more quarantining them away from the beneficial insects that you don't want to get into the insecticides, mm-hmm, that are just naturally on the plants.
Mm-hmm. That way you're getting the plant that you want. And for the just in case, if you quarantine it, then you can still add it to your garden in a timely manner.
Yeah.
Okay, too cool. Have you gotten into the vegetable market at all?
We do. So we sell quite a few different tomatoes and peppers and a little bit more unique varieties as well. It's not a huge selection, but we do sell quite a bit. Mm-hmm. Those run out fast because we don't keep them year round.
Yeah.
So we don't grow as much. So like a hydrangea, we would sell year round and it doesn't matter, right? Mm-hmm. But a tomato plant, we want to diminish that inventory 100%. Mm-hmm. So we just don't have as much available and those run out faster. Too just cool. So we don't get stuck with a bunch of tomato plants that we can't use.
Well, you can plant them in your yard, Chris.
I made that mistake last year. I planted too many and I didn't know what to do with them all.
I'm sure the kids loved them.
Yeah, so, I think a gardener does that.
Yeah, if a gardener doesn't do that, something's wrong. So we've all been there, that's for sure. What is your website? Do you want to share with people as far as why they should shop with Plant Addicts? And there's so many mail order resources now. I'd really tell me why we should believe in Plant Addicts.
Sure. Yeah, that's a great question. There is a lot out there. I would say that there's a few reasons. One, we offer probably the best plant care information out there. We really hang our hat on trying to get our customers to be successful, and not even just our customers, but people that visit our website. So we spend quite a bit of time and resources creating care articles, product descriptions that help people be successful. And, that way they're not mad that their plant dies in 3 weeks and their yards look great and they come back and hopefully buy more plants. Mm-hmm. That's the main reason. We also just have a really big selection. know, we're a family-owned business, and we work hard to do what's right, and you know, integrity is our big thing. So, you know, we're going to make it right. If you're not happy, we'll make it right. We really want our customers to be happy and successful gardeners and to come back and spread the word about us to their friends and family as well.
So I'm thinking about what I have to do between now and Friday. That's the 14th, right?
Let me double check. Yep, that's the 14th.
So I need to pick all the hydrangeas I want and then pray that they're going to be on sale, right?
There you go. Yeah.
Okay.
You know, I would just start adding stuff to your shopping cart.
Okay, now that is a plan. That's a plan. Next year, we'll be on the Garden Bloggers Fling.
I know. I miss it.
Oh, wow. Wow. You and me both. And perhaps on the Fling, we'll see some plants from Plant Addicts, and people will be able to say, yeah, I got that on that sale. I didn't even know about that sale. So I'm looking forward to it.
Me too.
I really, really am. So thank you so much, Chris. And the 14th, what time does the sale start?
It starts at 7 a.m. Central. So that'll be 8 a.m. Eastern. Mm-hmm. And it might even go up a little bit before that too. So.
Oh, so wake up, turn over, and log on.
There's some early birds out there. I don't want them waiting on me. So.
Okay, bet. Well, I get up at 5, so I'll be waiting.
Sounds good.
Thank you so much, Chris. It was a pleasure. Well, good luck on the sale. You definitely have my order. And we'll talk again soon, okay?
Yeah, thank you so much for having me on your show.
Well, you've heard me say this before, and I will continue to say it. Our young people are awesome. You know, my generation, we might have been deterred by just stepping out on faith and living our dream. But here, these two young men, Chris and Richard, have done just that, as well as raise a family and live out their dream. Are you living your dream in your garden? Will your garden absolutely say who you are this year? Well, I hope you take advantage of the Plant Addicts sale. And a couple of other things I hope you do. I hope you got your ticket to the Philadelphia Flower Show. If not, what are you waiting for? It's going to be perhaps a one-time only show outdoors. That's something to think about. Be a part of history, you know? In the meantime, I want to say thank you for following me. It means a lot. My website, cottageinthecourt.com, Instagram and Twitter, Cottage in Court, Facebook, Cottage in the Court, and every once in a while, I write on Medium. In the meantime, get outside, garden like you mean it, check out the Plant Addicts sale this Friday, and it's about that time, y'all. Talk to you in a few days.